Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
All right, this is Scott Whiting with Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today we've got some exciting news. We're out here at the Warsaw Racquet Club with new owner Thane White. Welcome, Thane.
Thanks, Scott.
So you've got a whole new team here, Thane. So how long has this new team been at the Warsaw Racquet Club?
So our team got a key right at the end of September. We got in here right about a week before the club opened for our fall season. And fall season started right at the beginning of October. And so within the last 2.5 months, we've been preparing, and now we're excited for the new year. And with that coming the winter season, as we're finishing up our fall season here at the club. Mm-hmm. So this winter season will be the first time that our team's had a chance to put our spin on things.
Yeah. Well, we've talked a little bit prior to this radio interview, and lots of great ideas. So what are some of the changes being made?
Absolutely. So immediate changes, we are now open year-round. I think that's important for the community.
Oh, yeah.
So previously, the club has been open for about 6 months at a time, from October to March. We will now be open. Well, when we open October 1st, we will not close the doors again. So with that, we also massively expanded our hours. So we're more convenient, hopefully, for all the schedules, including some of the youth schedules. Mm-hmm. And so some of the other changes, we've got some exciting member amenities, both already here but coming in, as well as more improvements coming. And then with that, the addition of more offerings than ever has been here. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to more youth programming, expanding some homeschool offerings, and potentially looking at branching out into offering some other sports. Mm-hmm. So this place, if all goes well with our team, this place will become known as more of a venue here in Warsaw, and with the potential to host events, and whether that be corporate or private events.
Mm-hmm. That's really needed here in Warsaw. That's great.
Absolutely. We think so, too.
So you're kind of teasing us a little bit. So can you tell us kind of what some of the exciting things are that are coming up?
Yes, definitely. So top of mind would be our open house coming up on Saturday, January 11th. Mm-hmm. And that one's going to run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The
Great.
Club will be open. We will be here. We'll have some of our tennis pros out here. You can meet some of the instructors, as well as observe some great tennis going on those days. Mm-hmm. And we might have some goodies going on, and some nice giveaways or nice snacks. And also, I guess, some of the exciting things with start of our winter season and programming, that will start then a couple days later on January 13th, starting on a Monday. So, and then our weekly schedule will be announced shortly, mm-hmm. Just what that winter schedule and programs will be, what those will look like. But
yeah.
On the offset, those will for sure include everything from kids programming to beginners, or as I like to say, welcome back to tennis programs, some adult drills, some high school and middle school drills. And speaking of which, our high school drilled this fall season has been one of the top five in the state for talent out here in Warsaw.
Wow.
So we've been well represented, and we're excited to continue that. And with that, like I said, we're going to offer for the first time some specific homeschool activity hours that are coming up.
Oh, great.
Working with some of the local co-ops and so homeschool.
Yeah.
So last thing that comes to mind, some of the excitement going on, we are also in talks already looking at events. And we have something coming up that we might be landing an event, pulling people from Indy, Chicago, as well as out of mm-hmm. state for an event coming up here at the club. But we'll hopefully have more information and an official announcement in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm. So if you could think of who you're trying to reach, who your clientele is, who are you trying to see more of coming to this club?
Sure. Well, we're certainly glad to see everybody. This includes those who are returning from a long time away and haven't ventured in the club for a long time, but also those who are newbies. And so with that specifically, we're pushing a youth movement right now, ranging from way young. We have an offer of our Mighty Mice program, which has been a big hit this fall. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to expand that here with our winter season after the new year, mm-hmm. Ranging all the way up to those high schoolers who, like I said, one of the top programs in the state right now. And then, in addition, we're never going to have less to offer than what we do right now. So mm-hmm. if you come out and you express an interest in getting involved in some way, we will certainly put you down as someone that we reach out to as we continue to expand those offerings into what everybody's looking for in the community.
Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize that how kind of a powerhouse we are here in Warsaw, Wineland Lake, with not only Warsaw High School doing well, but some of the Grace College teams being nationally ranked. We're looking at some of the kids practicing right now. So what are your current offerings right now?
Absolutely. So currently, as you might expect, we do offer a lot of tennis. That can range from private lessons to, you know, working in drills, things like that, or just you and your family reserving court time, mm-hmm. you and whoever else you want to. We got some guys that will come out and play over the lunch hour, mm-hmm. things like that. So we offer a lot of tennis. We also offer racquetball, one of the, if not the only one in the county that we still have a racquetball court. Mm-hmm. Volleyball, which is essentially volleyball with no out of bounds. Pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, it's a blast. If people haven't played, you've got to come out here and try it.
So you've done it before?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
That's awesome. Very cool. So, yes, so we've got our volleyball offering. That's been we're getting a little bit of traction with that, as well as we've got plenty of locker rooms, full size, with showers, saunas, etc. That's a member amenity that's included for those who end up in liking us enough to get a membership. And then we also are going to be offering events, as we've mentioned here, the corporate events, mm-hmm. ranging from those large ones to potentially looking at some community events, mm-hmm. to then private parties, if somebody has a need for hosting an event, mm-hmm. for a private party here. Mm-hmm. So our promise to the community is that we will never offer less and be less available than we have, mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and for people that maybe have never been out the Warsaw Racquet Club, you've got four beautiful courts, indoor courts here, and we're sitting in a great hospitality area that's overlooking the tennis court. So I've been here for different types of parties, different types of events, and it's just a great atmosphere. And so how do people get in touch with you? If they want to find out more about the Warsaw Racquet Club, how do they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So whether it's a phone call, whether it's stopping by during our staffed hours, or whether it's sending us an email, they are welcome to get a hold of us anyway there. We're trying to expand our social media presence. For the first time, the club's going to be available, mm-hmm. via social media and have an online presence.
Nice.
So that's something that we're working on as,
yes.
a part of the new team.
Yeah.
Got to start somewhere. So, but yes, absolutely. The Warsaw Racquet Club website is warsawracquetclub.com. Mm-hmm. Also warsawracquetclub@gmail.com, and then our phone number here, the 574-268-9622, mm-hmm. and we're available pretty much all day every day, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you call, you might get a hold of one of us here at the club. We're usually hanging out.
Right. So tell people where your club's located, just in case they don't know where you're located.
Absolutely. So we're on State Road 15, just north of the airport and just north of Walmart. Mm-hmm. So the actual address, 3919 Indiana 15.
Yeah.
And again, we are just north there beyond the sort of the bend with the animal hospital.
Right. Right. No, you make the first bend to the left. You go north of Walmart, go past Kohl's. You take one big swoop to the left, and when you start taking another swoop to the right, you're right there.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's right.
Well, thank you for doing this. Thank you for purchasing this facility. Thanks for all the exciting ideas that you have for it in the future, and I can't wait to see what you have in store.
Absolutely. We're excited as well, Scott. I appreciate the time today, and the future looks bright. We're excited.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. It's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today, we're with T&D Cleaning and Restorations with Dawn and Tim. Welcome, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Before we went on air here, you were sharing some of your story with me, and I love it. Tell us your story about how you came up with T&D Cleaning and Restorations.
So, I've always done construction. I did quite a few years in RVs, and then we've always talked about starting our own business, mm-hmm. and then the RVs tanked, mm-hmm. and it was more or less what he got to lose. So
right.
we started T&D Cleaning and Restoration.
Mm-hmm. Well, you learned so much, so many different trades working mm-hmm. in the RV industry that I'm sure they apply to everything you do. Mm-hmm. Now, Dawn, how about you?
I was a former CNA, and then became pregnant with our youngest son and decided to, at that point, be a stay-at-home mom with him. And then, as my husband said, he worked in the RVs. They bottomed out, and we just always had a drive to be our own bosses, work our hours, even if it's weekends or later nights. We just always wanted to open our own business, so we finally made the jump, and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So we see where we go from here.
Yeah, that's great. Now, so what are you were telling me about? What are some of the services you offer? Because it's more than just cleaning and restoration,
right? So we do commercial, residential cleaning, commercial residential remodeling, handyman services. I remodel. I do RVs. I mean, you name it, we can do it.
That's yes. right. I think your work crew is interesting too. Tell us about some of your workers.
We use our kids.
Yeah, awesome.
My son still is in the RVs, but when he's laid off on shutdown, I think they're down to like 2-3 days a week. He'll come in and work with me, and my daughters, they do the cleaning and stuff with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But even nice. Even my 10-year-old, he likes to come out, help clean up trash or whatever it is that he can help do.
Watch and observe.
Yep. That's awesome. Yeah. So are there some jobs that are too big or too small, or can you handle about anything?
No job too big, no job too small. All we right. do them all.
Yeah, because I just had a little job around the house done, and yep. I put off forever to finally got around to it. But
yeah.
But,
no, we just did a whole full house remodel in Fort Wayne. It turned into a bigger project. It started off as a painting job, and then it turned into a whole full turnaround remodel for a house. We've been there about 3 weeks, but we're wrapped up now.
Well, that's awesome. Well, they wouldn't
yep.
have trusted you with more if they
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
have loved what you
no.
did paint.
It was, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was a paint in the house, and then it was like, hey, can we get new laminate? So we did the new laminate, and then it was like, I like the flooring. Let's make it in the bathroom. So we tore out the bathroom, redid the bathroom. And then he was like, well, I like it through the house. Let's do the kitchen as well.
So oh, my I goodness.
Tore out the whole kitchen.
So we went through and did everything.
Yeah.
New electrical, the plumbing, the flooring, all the painting, replaced all the appliances.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I turned it from a
Everything a from
job
a
to demolishing.
Doorknob to a... cabinet door handles.
Yes.
Well, that says a lot about you that they would keep adding more and more to your plate. That's great.
Yeah.
So, Dawn and Tim, if I want to get like an estimate on a project I have around the house, do you come out and give quotes or estimates?
Yes, we provide free estimates on everything we do.
Oh.
At no obligation.
Oh, that's great.
We also, we're licensed, insured, bonded. All that.
So people can trust you. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. So now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
You can find us on Facebook, T&D Cleaning and Restoration. We are also on Google, T&D Cleaning and Restoration, or you can contact me personally at 574-369-1459.
Great. And if you can't remember that, contact us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce because you guys are chamber members, and we'll get you to Dawn and Tim. Thank you, guys.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.